The 4,000-passenger Norwegian Bliss is docked right downtown. It towers over all of Juno's buildings. The first cruise ship visitors since October are streaming off the boat, looking to start their iconic Alaska adventure.
It was on our bucket list. Always wanted to come to Alaska.
It's always been on Michael's bucket list.
I'm hoping to see the Northern Lights. That's on my bucket list. And the glacier.
What's the glacier tour?
This is whale watching.
I hope to see some whales today.
We're going to whale watching.
Whale watching? Tour managers are ready with a flurry of maps and flyers. But not everyone is feeling so welcoming.
We don't like to annoy, if you will, the passengers, but they need to know. Cruising has consequences.
Sue Schrader is with a small group of protesters holding a massive banner. They hope passengers can see it from the boat's deck. It says, Communities Against Cruise Pollution. Juno's port only has room for 5 ships at a time. Some days, 2 ships will dock at different times, so there can be a total of 6 in a day. Across the industry, cruise ships are getting bigger and carrying more passengers. A day with 6 full ships could double the population of Juno. A new agreement between cruise lines and the city will scale things back a bit by introducing a 5-ship daily limit. 5 ships is still a really busy day, but it's possible that stopping at 5 is the most Juno can do. The new limit is actually not even enforceable, but city tourism manager Alexander Pierce says it could give the city more breathing room, and it could also pave the path for future negotiations with the industry.
So we're able to articulate what we actually want to be as a tourism destination over the next 10, 20, 50 years, and then starting to focus on how we maximize the economic benefits to the region, given that cruise tourism isn't going away anytime soon, but we can work to make things feel a little bit more balanced.
Working closely with the cruise industry seems to be the best way to find that balance. If the city pushes too hard, the industry pushes back harder. That's the lesson Juno learned in 2016, when it got sued by the industry for how it was using the per-person tax it collects from all cruise ship passengers. And of course, the community has long been divided in their opinions about cruise tourism.
Welcome to Juno, everybody. Have a great time. Glad you're here.
Back on the docks, longtime Juno resident Tom Sullivan says it's an honor to welcome so many visitors.
It's a very important economic driver in our community, but more importantly, I think it's really special that 1.5 million people want to come to the little town of 30,000 that I live in because of its beauty.
In the season ahead, Monday's visit will seem quiet by comparison. There are a lot of 6-ship days coming up. And when all is said and done, more than 1.5 million visitors will have come and gone. In Juno, I'm Anna Canny.